Hi, Debbie. It's Vicky here.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, you got back from your shopping and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, so, well, I've got to go off again in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, Pete mentioned you're going to have your hair done.
I am. You know what? I've waited. I can't tell you. And I've actually got it booked in today. First afternoon, I've got to be able to do it.
Yeah. Well,
especially for Plumpton.
Great, yeah. I was going to say, a lot of things are quite difficult to fit in when you're gigging regularly, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We've been really busy, but the main thing is we've been doing a new album, so I've been co-producing it, so I've just been full on in the studio, really.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I looked on your website, and you started the album in February, I think, didn't you?
We did, but unfortunately my mum died. She's my best friend and lived with me all my life and her life. So, it was a bit rough, and the drums were booked in for the week after she died. So, we decided to go ahead, but after I finished the drums, I had to take a month off, really, because I got ill. So, so that's why it's been taking a while, really.
Right. And how's it progressing now?
It's finished.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all finished. It just needs to be mixed, and the guy, Mike Poole, who mixed the Robert Plant's Band of Joy album, he's going to mix it for me in Nashville.
Right. Well, that should be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah,
good sound, that album, wasn't it?
It was, so I'm really excited about it. And, of course, I've got Marco Giovino on drums, who was on Robert's record. So, so it's good. Working with real good people, so it's brilliant.
And what songs have you got on the album?
Well, they're just all new ones, really.
Yeah.
Just all new stuff that I've sort of been writing and putting together. And I've done about. I think we've got to cut it down actually, because we've done 15 songs.
Yeah.
And I think probably the album's going to be about 12. So I think we're in the midst of trying to decide which ones we're not going to do, but we're in a good position that we love them all.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it? Have you got a working title yet?
Well, we have got a working title. It's called Queen of the Hop.
Right.
And it is we've got two titles, really. We can't make up our mind, but the working title is that, because Robert always called my mum that.
Right.
And, it's sort of a dedication to Mum, really. So
it's quite a retro title, that, as well, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I suddenly realised what it meant, actually. And it's all to do with, the 40s, I guess.
Yeah, rock and roll and all that stuff, you know.
It is, and it's not that. It's not a sort of 40s album. we'll see.
I'm looking forward to hearing that, and obviously look forward to chatting to you again when that's closer to
place. I mean, that's just the working title at the moment. I mean, that could change. The record company might decide that it needs to be a bit more current. I don't know. It's just because of my mum, really, and Robert calling her that. So we gave it a working title for the moment.
Yeah, well, I wish you well with it. Anyway, you've got the difficult bit out of the way, haven't you?
We have indeed, but I'm really, really, really pleased with it. It's a lot more organic, bluesy, folk, more organic. A lot of dobro and mandolin and stuff than it is rock, really, now.
Yeah.
It's moved away a little bit from the more rockier stuff. That's just, it's growing up, I guess.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing that.
We still fit in an odd rocker, but on a dobro this time instead of a heavy rock guitar.
Well, I've got one of those standing up against the wall over there, and that's a great sound, isn't it?
Oh, I'm really thrilled with it. And it's been a whole new experience for Pete. I mean, he's really, really loved going down that road and playing sort of. I mean, a couple of the songs, I wanted that sort of almost like Robert Johnson sort of sitting on a porch with an acoustic guitar, I wanted that sort of sound, and he's got it. It's right up Pete Street, so it's been good.
Real back to the roots stuff, eh?
It is. It's gone right back to the roots, exactly that.
I think a lot of us are going that way, because we're sick of all the overproduction and stuff that you hear on so much of the stuff that's in the media,
It's exactly that. It's not overproduced at all. Myself and a guy called Glenn Skinner have produced it, and we've kept it very, very organic. You know, the backing vocals are just the three of us singing instead of stacking up vocals, and, you know, it's more like it would happen if it was live, you know. The takes are, it's not, you know, there's not millions of drop-ins, and the drums were done. You know, we all played live together in the room with Marco at this little studio at the end of our lane called The Chapel, which is a fantastic place. I wanted it to sound like a band, and it, you know, of which we are. So, I'm really, really, really pleased.
Good. Well, the more I hear about it, the more I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we've got this new festival coming up, the Plumpton Beer and Blues Festival.
Yeah,
which I'm actually on that with my band as well. So,
brilliant! When are you on?
We're on the day after you. We're on the Sunday. We're on before 24 Pesos and 9 Below Zero. And you're headlining the Saturday night, aren't you?
Are we?
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
I get told nothing. Look, you know, I'm just told to turn up and sit, or I'm actually not even told to turn up. They just take me.
Right, yeah. So the car turns up at the door and just takes you where you want to go, eh? Or where they want to take you.
The van just turns up. I get shouted at that, come on, we got to leave.
Right.
And that's it. I'm bundled in the van and off we go. So we are, oh great. So, I actually got a feeling we're staying over on the Saturday.
Well, that'd be great if we get a chance to meet and chat on the Sunday anyway.
Yeah.
But the indications are that it's going to be a really good festival, because it's actually beautiful surroundings. It's a great big field, and there's a valley.
I think of something.
Yeah.
Years ago, we did for my racehorse sanctuary, we did a race day there at Plumpton Racecourse. We have various fundraisers, you know, where we do a race day and have a luncheon and try and persuade everybody in the racing industry to take care of these beautiful creatures when they finish racing, you know.
Right.
And we had a one of those fundraisers at Plumpton. It was absolutely beautiful, the surrounding area.
Well, there's a bit of a history to Plumpton. There were festivals there a few years ago which have featured some pretty big names. I don't know exactly who, but this is a kind of relaunch. And it's organised by the proprietors of the pub, The Plough, at Plumpton.
Yes.
And Rob Smithson, who runs that pub, is an expert on real ale. So we're going to have an actually killer selection of real ales at this festival as well.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And what are those?
I'll have to make sure the band just get to that after we've played, not before.
Yeah,
maybe.
But let's hope for sunshine and, you know, some good beer and some great music. And
I think it sounds like it's going to be perfect. I'm really glad that, you know, it's being resurrected, because we need more festivals like that. You know, good, real good festivals with good beer, good bands.
Yeah.
It's not too pricey.
It's a reasonable price as well for people. So I think they can get a good weekend for not too much money, you know.
Brilliant. And there's a camping and stuff like that there.
Yeah, there's camping.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, you can just camp at the bar, you know.
Yes, we'll probably be there.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's hope everybody pulls together, and it's a really good launch, first time for the festival.
Yes, I hope to
meet you. And thank you very much for your time, and look forward to catching up with you a bit more about the new album.
Well, that's a pleasure. Yeah, no, I'd love to do that. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to meet. Are you coming on Saturday, or are you not being there till Sunday?
I think I've actually got a gig on this Saturday night.
You've got a gig, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to meet up.
Yeah, if not, there's plenty of other opportunities, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, good luck with your gig and your you know, on the night before, and I hope to get to see you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for your time. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.